Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron, part of Smile 3E Ministry. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser on this Monday night. We're located in Chicago, Illinois, and we have ministers that minister to you from all over the world. This is an international Blog Talk ministry line. So again, we would like to say thank you for joining in. We have an awesome speaker on tonight, which is going to present the word of God to you, that you may plant it in your heart and allow God to let it grow so you can want to get to know who the Lord is. So before we get started, I would like to check in with my co-host, Minister Sheila Kaiser, to see if she would like to pray with us and for us on tonight. Minister Sheila, are you ready to pray for us?
Good evening, and thank you. And I would like to say thank you for this night. God, I thank you for another life. Thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, and I thank you for this program that you have given us, able to spread the word, teach the word, and understand more of the word, and to learn more of the Father in the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you. I want to thank you and thank you. I cannot thank you enough for blessing us all for another evening, another day to birth, to learn, to love, and to understand more of you. I want to thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Pastor Troy Thomas, Apostle Sandra Thomas, in the passing of the glory of the Lord from the beautiful woman, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kathy Kendall, and to all the ministers, the pastors, bishop, evangelists, apostles, pastors, and to all that's all over the world that's listening or in the world to preach and to teach us of the Father and the Son. I want to thank you for all our sisters and brothers, our sons and daughters, our granddaughters, our grandsons, our grandparents, our neighbors, our cousins, our family line of blood, and the family line of the spiritual, Lord. I thank you, and I ask you to bless us all, to help us understand life is only the true life of joy and love through you and with you. I ask you to remove all the hatred, the devilishments, the demons, the hurt, the harm, and the pain that people bring on to us. They think it's a game. It's a life of them that we need you to help them with, Lord. We ask you to bless our government, our presidents, our senators, our congresspeople, all the ones of the government, to let them understand that they are there for the people, not for their selfish and just selfishness. You are there to serve the people, all the people, no matter what their religion, their color, their race, whatever the person is on this earth, you are for us. Lord, I ask you to look over us, bless us, and take us through the day. Take us through the night with safe and love and more blessings and honors to you. Lord, we need you. We need you to bless us, Lord. We need you to help us. We need you to send your angels to us to teach us and understand that life is only good with the love and the thought and the knowledge and the blessings of you. Lord, we need your help. We need you to help the sick, no matter what they're going through, to heal them, to let them understand you know what's best for us, no matter what our health issues are and what our finances are. We need to pray and give it to you, put it in your hands, ask you to show us how to deal with it, how to deal our life, how to separate the evilness from the godliness, to let us know you are the one and the only true one that loves us and will forever be there for us, Lord. We need you, and we ask you in all our love and our love to give us the knowledge and to help us understand that life is not a life without you in our life. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless us more and to give us the daily bread of prayer, of spiritual learning and understanding through you. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you forever and ever. And thank you for the life that you have given us all and to bless us through the days that you have said that we can have. In your name, we ask in your name to bless us forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer, Minister Sheila. I would like to ask you all to continually pray for the Thomas family with Apostle Sandra Thomas has passed on the glory, as Minister Sheila said earlier in her prayer. We want to just fold up the Thomas family and Fountains of Living Water ministry highly on our list and prayer on purpose. I'm going to ask you all right now to just get into a place of praying for Blog Talk, for all the ministers that's assigned to the ministry, especially tonight. I'm going to ask Pastor Thomas, Troy Thomas, are you on the line tonight?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So as I was saying, we're going to present the word to you all tonight. So if you don't have your Bibles, I'm asking you to get your Bible so that you can read along with the man of God on tonight, so you won't be able to go and say, well, girl, I heard somebody say, or man, did you hear what somebody had said? This way you will know for yourself the word of God said it, and the man of God told you what the word said. So get ready. Sit back. Put on
thank
your seatbelt. For some of y'all, let the seatbelt go so you can jump up and give God his praise. But we present to you all Pastor Troy Thomas. Have your way, Pastor.
God bless everybody on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. We are going to do both at the same time like we've done before. We want to give glory and praise to God for all that he's done for us thus far and what he's about to do. Praise God. Got too many things in my pocket. Get a little comfortable. And we thank God for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Renee Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, for letting us be a part of Blog Talk Radio, as well as our audience here in Facebook Live. We are jet building our audience for the purpose. Hey, Sister Thomas, God bless your heart. For all those that are on Facebook Live, we're going to talk a few moments, and we're going to hopefully that the word that God has given us tonight will bless you and encourage you and strengthen you from this time forward. I'm learning that the word of God is just not for future references or past references. It's for right now, immediately at this point in time in your life. And God has a way of letting you know that he has you on his mind and on his heart. Excuse our voice, we're a little tired, but we're going to press through and do what God has commissioned us to do. I don't know about y'all, but that hour that was taken, boy, it showed me a lot, especially when you're tired and you got things going on, you know. So we thank God, but we're still here and that we're yet in the land of living. I want to thank everybody for their prayers, for my family, for my siblings, and for myself. I've learned today, I'm learning through this process, grieving has is something. You think that you'll grieve one way and come find out that you're grieving a whole other way. And in the midst of the grieving, I was talking to Dr. Serena Wright earlier today. We were discussing some things, and she was saying that she had to learn through the loss of her own mother that it took she wished she would have had a deeper place of worship while going through that grieving process. Because while going, First Lady Doreen, God bless you, while going through that process, it's something. So like I say, it's something. It's something to deal with. It's something to behold. It's something to take part of. And if I can maybe be transparent for a moment, that it still seems unbelievable to me. I've had my mother 45 years of my life, and now that she's gone, I know the the natural way we talk about, she's not suffering anymore. She's not. She's not in pain anymore. She's not. That's the spiritual side and her natural side. But me as her son, her children, her family members, we yet loved her and wanted her to stay a while longer. You can't say that I didn't want my mama to stay. That's not true. You didn't want your daddy to stay. That's not true. You wanted your parents to stay as long as they possibly could. If they might have been in pain, they might have been suffering, and yet and still you don't want to see your parents suffer or be in pain, but you yet love them and you still want them around. When your parents have been your pillar, have been your post, have been your prayer partner, have been your best friend, was your first love, was your comedy partner. Pastor Antoine, Prophet Antoine said a while ago on a Facebook Live who my mother was to him. And it's five of us, and my mother was something different to each and every one of us. And to each and every one of us, she meant something to us. As well as I'm pretty sure your parent, before he or she may have passed, meant something to you. And if you have siblings, you all loved them, but you loved him or loved her in your own special way for your own special reason. I have seven daughters, and I love them all the same amount, but I treat them differently because they are different people. They're different individuals. They have a different fingerprint, but they have the same DNA because they belong to me. But yet and still, I love them the same, but I deal with them differently because they are different individuals. So they love their father a different way from each other, but they still love me. They love me a different way. So through that process, I'm still learning how to grieve. I'm still learning how to deal with some things. And I tell you that it's painful. It's painful in ways that it's hard to verbalize. It's hard. Is there a word that I could put emphasis on to make someone understand where my heart may be, where my flesh is? But like sometimes, feel like your flesh is broken, as well as your heart is broken, and you don't know which way to go. But yet and still, I learned through this. I'm learning through this process. There's a worship. There's a place that I must go in God that helped me through the process. Thank you, Jesus. There's a place in God that I must go, that I have to depend on him and trust in him. My mother's desire was for her children to get to know God in the way that she knew him, for us to get to know God in the power of his might. That's what my mother's desire was. That's what she taught us. That's what she instilled in us. That's what she showed us. I knew my mother saved from day one. I didn't know her no other way. I knew her saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, their power, not just tongue, but the power of God himself. That's what she desired for her children. And in the midst of this thing, God will put you in a position to let you know who he really is. Sometimes we can hear it. Sometimes we can see it. But sometimes seeing and hearing it is not always good. We have to know it. We have to be in a position to say, oh, yes. As a songwriter said, yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Oh, yes, God is real. He is real, and for that he has washed and made me whole. This one thing that I know, that God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. I just want to talk for a few minutes about praise God while you fight. Praise God while you fight. Because in the midst of the fight, you say, well, let's say this. I'm getting back to it. I got my notes. I'm going to speak with my notes a little bit. I thank God for all those that are a part on here on Facebook Live. If you hear me, if you understand what I'm saying so far, give me some hearts, give me some thumbs, and some of y'all, if y'all want to come on, share it for me. Share this with some of your friends. Share it with your followers yourself. You might have 20, you might have 200, you might have 2,000, you might have 40,000. But in the midst of it, come on, share it for me. Share and give me some hearts and some thumbs if you can hear me, if you understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I said, yes, God is real. Hallelujah, for I can feel him in my soul. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Father. Once again, I want to talk about praise God while you fight. Come on. Praise God while you fight. At one point or another, we face trials. It seems that way in Christian life. Problems will forever be consistent. You know what I'm talking about? As much as trials can be undesirable, it can be an undesirable thing for us all, God reminds us that the times of the deepest trouble, we can still put our faith in Jesus Christ, knowing that he has already won the fight. We were going to talk about the same subject on yesterday and say, yes, I may be going through some things. I may be going through, but yes, at the end of it, I know that I'm a win. I may be going through tribulations. I may be going through trials. But because who God is and what he's done for me and his sacrifice of his blood and his life, I know at the end of the situation, I will win. Come on, if you're on here with me, come on, type on there on Facebook Live for me. At the end, I win. Come on. If y'all here on me with Facebook Live, come on, chime in and type on here on this Facebook Live. In the end, I win. Whatever challenges you're going through now, always remember that you're in the same boat as Jesus. You dig what I'm talking about? But the fact of the matter is, sometimes it may seem like that Jesus is asleep and he's not hearing us. Come on, that's right. That's right, Deacon Johnnell. At the end, I win. Come on, I see y'all on here, Facebook Live. I see y'all. Come on, type on here with Deacon Johnnell. At the end, I win. Let's turn to Mark, the fourth chapter, and let's go to the 38th verse. That's right, Clara. In the end, I win. Yeah. I know what it seemed like. I know what the battle may feel like. But in the end, you win. Songwriters say, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Because in the end, we're going to win. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. Y'all know about that old song? Because I know in the end, we're going to win. Mark the fourth chapter, the 38th verse, and it says this. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awake him, and they said unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there came a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, What manner of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him? This is what I'm saying to you. It may seem like you're going through what you're going through and God is not listening. But it may seem like what you're going, you got this battle going on. It's probably just one thing after another. You finish one thing and here come another thing. Here come another test. Here come another situation. Here come another situation going on in your life. You're like, what in the world is going on, right? It says often the most natural way for us to respond is to worry. We worry about what's going on in our life. worry. We have doubt and we have fear. We have the things of poverty and we're about sickness. We worry about uncertainty. We worry about loss. We worry about being brokenness. We worry about our baby mamas and our baby daddy, the kind of foolishness that's going on. But yet in the midst of it, we have to praise God while we fight. The Bible says in everything, 1 Thessalonians, I believe it's 5:18 says, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you, concerning me, concerning whatever going on in the midst of it. Do you not know that praise is a weapon that you can use and it has power? You don't believe me? I know though some of you may go to church or some of y'all may not be in church, but if you ever walk into God's house and everybody get on one accord and they begin to praise God, as the atmosphere begin to shift, watch deliverance come. Watch freedom come. Because praise has power. Hallelujah. Praise has power. You don't believe me? Go to Acts, I believe it's the 16th chapter and the 25th verse, when it talks about Paul and Silas just locked in jail. And they're locked in jail for something that we consider to be normal. For going to somebody that needs deliverance from a spirit that they were being used of. And so those that were using the lady's spirit got mad because now their finances was now being shaken and being maneuvered because the person was no longer dealing with the spirit. So now they was put in jail. They was locked. They was locked in the dungeon. But yet in the midst of what they were dealing with, and the fact of the matter, they didn't do anything wrong, but they were locked in the dungeon. And locked in the dungeon with thieves and murderers and all these other people that's down there that probably deserve to be there. Yet it's still, they say, yes, I'm locked down, but I'm going to praise you. I'm going to pray. It says in the Bible that they prayed and sung praises unto God. and to the point where they sung, they prayed until the very foundation of the jail shook. I hear God saying, if you praise me the right way, watch me shake your foundation. Watch me break your fetters. Watch me break the chains on your heart and your mind and in your soul when you praise me. Right here, you don't believe me? Come on, let's go here. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs 34. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I guarantee you, if you praise him, I bet you, if you bless him, watch what happens. Watch what happened. But I'll give you another example. Here it is in the Old Testament. Joshua, after the Israelites came out of Egypt, Joshua was left. Moses was gone. And it was time for them to inhabit the promised land. It was time for them to inhabit the promised land. The Spirit told him, for these 6 days, walk around the city once. The seventh day, walk around there seven times and let the priests blow their horn. It was the praises, it was the shouts, it was the worship that knocked down the walls. Somebody say knock down the walls. Your praise has to be personal. Your praise has to be individualized. So then guess what? The change is going to come. As I begin to praise God, watch the walls in your life come down. Watch that fight get a little easier. Watch what the devil meant for evil that God is going to turn around for your good. Hey, Nicara. Watch God do it for you when you praise him while you fight. There it is. I've seen this on TV. I never experienced it myself. But here it is that when you deal with the young men, the young women that are in the army, they do what you call cadences. You know what I'm saying? One, two, three, go. Come on, knock the door. Four, five, six, seven. They do these cadences as they begin to march, as they begin to do their exercises and their duties to get in shape while they're in basic training. That praise, we call it a cadence, but I'm going to call it a praise. As they come together and praise, when it comes time for wartime, I've heard some of my friends that were in the armed service say they can hear the cadence in their head. And the cadence was how they begin to shoot, how they begin to defend themselves, because it was why they praised him while they fight. So here you have the opportunity to praise God while they fight. In other words, you say the fight is on. It's on. The fight is on. I got to praise God while I fight. I've been under attack, but at the end, I'm going to win. I'm going to win because my praise is going to be my weapon. My praise is going to be how I get through some things. My worship is going to be my strength in the midst of the storm, in the midst of what I'm going through. Come, if you hear me, if you listen to me one more time, put on here. In the end, I win. Come on. Give me some hearts and some thumbs, you guys on here. Come on, give me some hearts and some thumbs and type on the screen. In the end, I win. Why do we win, Pastor Troy? Because we serve a God that has never failed. We serve a God that got all power. We serve a God that knows every step and every situation in our life. Now, he knows how we got to it and how we're going to come through it. How we got to it, how we got through it, and how we're going to come out. He knows, because I'm telling you once again, in the end, I win. In the end, I win. For I know what God has the ability to do for me. Come on, Isaiah 43 and 2. It says this, when you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. That's why you're going to win, because God's going to be with you. And through the rivers I shall overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. As you going through, as you praise him, God got you. Once again, he said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overtake thee. Even when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Because if you praise him while you're going through it, He's gonna, God's gonna be there anyway. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. Inhabits your praise. When was the last time that you praise him, you praise God to where you lost your mind? I know we go to the programs and we go to the musicals and they say, come on, praise the Lord, like you lost your mind. And we clap our hands. We don't say nothing. We do this. He didn't say clap your hands. She didn't say clap your hands. Say praise God. Now, there's nothing wrong to incorporate this, the hand clap, while you praise God. But a hand clap is not what they mean. They mean for you to open up your mouth. Once again, in Joshua, I believe the sixth chapter, it talks about they opened up their mouths and they shouted verbally. Apostle Sean Johnson always says this. He said, use your words. Because the power of life and death lies in your tongue. So then you have the power to speak. You have the power to declare. You have the power to kill. You have the power to tear down and to build up. It's in your tongue. You don't believe me? The Bible says that a man would rather live on the rooftop of a house than live in a house with a changeless woman. In other words, he'd rather live on the top of the roof than live in a house with a nagging woman. He'd rather, that's arguing, that's fussing. You understand what I'm saying? Because that woman's mouth has power. Man, your mouth has power. You have the power to speak. And it's while you're speaking, you're praising God and thanking God for where you are and how you're coming out of it. Because in the end, I win. In the end, I win. Once again, we talked about the soldiers. We were talking about my friend who was saying that even in the battle, Pastor Troy, I could hear the cadence in my hand, in my head. So I was able to duck and weave and duck while the cadence that we practiced while we were in basic training was going on. Praise started when you first got saved. That was your basic training. Now that you've been pushed to another level, your praise should be automatic. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. So your praise should be automatic. When I come in God's house, my praise is automatic. If anybody that know me, that's seen me out there, when I come in God's house, I'm ready to shout. I'm ready to dance. I'm ready to clap my hands because praise is my weapon. Praise is my strategy. Praise and worship is how I get to God, as well as my prayer. I pray my worship. I praise my worship. I'm talking to God. I'm praising him, and I'm worshiping him. I'm invoking his presence so that his glory can be upon me, can be in me, and that he could use me at the same time. My brothers and my sisters, that's on here. Come on, one more time. Put on here, in the end, I win. If you just joined me, put on here, in the end, I win. Your praise is your weapon while you're going through the fight. Your weapon is your weapon is what you use to defend yourself. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. That I may not sin against you. Your praise is your weapon to get out of what you've been through and what you have dealt with. I'm telling you, these are intricate things that we must do. Why do you think when I grew up, let me tell you something. When I grew up in the grand old Church of God in Christ, there was nothing. It was nothing for us to walk in Tuesday, Friday, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and for somebody to start a congregational song, and the whole church joined in, clapping, and singing. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. Made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. And when one person sung it, everybody sung. And the thing was, sometimes they stopped singing it, and somebody else grabbed the song and took it to another level. Because they were all in, hallelujah. They were all in when it came time to praise God. They might have felt they didn't have enough money. Someone might not have even ate that day. They were fasting. Sometimes they fasted on purpose, and sometimes they fasted because they didn't have no money to eat. But the fact of the matter is, when they came in God's house, they were ready to praise him. They were ready to bless his name. Do you know how important it is for God's people to bless him, to praise him, to worship him? It's imperative to your Christianity. It's imperative to your kingdom walk to praise and to worship God. He created us in his image to praise him. He created us to worship him. I love about, one thing I love about Bishop William Hudson III is he don't care what's going on, he's going to worship God. If he has to shut the service down and start all over again, we go to worship. That worship is that intimacy between you and Jesus Christ, between you and God our Father. It takes that intimate time between you and him and his praises. Hold on, tell me what happened to the point where if you won't praise him, the Bible says if you won't praise him, a rock will cry in your place. In other words, he's going to pass you by, which means he's going to skip past you. The songwriter say, do not pass me by. While on others, thou art calling. Savior, do not pass me by. But why would he pass you by when you're praising him? Why would he pass you by when you're worshiping him, when you're being obedient? I know this fight got you down, making you feel some kind of way. Well, how can I praise him while I fight? It's like you holler, you scream, you feel some kind of way while you're going through the trials and the tribulations, and you're going through the turmoil, but yet and still, guess what? You have the opportunity to yet praise him. I may be hurt. I may be disappointed. I may be ready to give up. Hallelujah. I may be emotional. I may be scandalized. I may be apprehensive, but I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth with my hands lifted up and my mouth an empty cup. I will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will bless thee, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Know that is power in your praise. There's power in your worship. I double dog dare you to try it. I do. I double dog dare you when you, next time you walk in God's house, to give him all, everything that's in you. I double dog dare you to praise him with everything in your heart and in your mind and in your soul and your spirit. And I promise you he'll bless you. Hallelujah. I guarantee you he's going to bless you like you've never been blessed before, because you're going to put all that you have into your praise and into your worship, because he deserves it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He deserves it. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all glory. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I double dog dare you to walk in God's house. Forget that. I dare you to walk into your room and bless him. Hallelujah. I dare you to walk into your kitchen and bless him, in your bathroom. I dare you while you're in your car to lift up your hands and say, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. I dare you to say, God, I give you everything. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to worship him and to praise him for real. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. 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 I dare you to praise him for real. I know I lose a few people on there, but that's all right. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. I bless your name, Father. But while I praise him, watch God break the chains. Watch he break down those walls. Watch he break the things that got me, that feel like it got me bound, and I can't move, and I can't do certain things. Watch my praise make room for me. Hallelujah. Oh, bless him. Hallelujah. Watch my praise make room for me. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. With a heart of thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise, we give you honor. I know I would lose a few people when the praise got too real. I tell you this right here. I'm telling you, that praise will get good to you now when it's real. Hallelujah. It'll get good to you. It'll get real good. If it's real, it'll get good to you, because he is worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all honor. I'm telling you, praise him while you fight. Bless him while you fight. Worship him while you fight. I didn't think Apostle Tabron, that I would have to deal with this type of hurt or this type of devastation in my life. I knew one day it would come. I didn't quite sure how it would. Hallelujah. How I would react to it. But I thank God that I find in a place of worship, I find a place of praise, yet through it all. So I said, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. I know there's a lot of old songs that got down in my heart, but that's what I hear. It was through this fight, Apostle Tabron, through this, and I'm still dealing with it, that I'm learning and I'm learned some different tactics of praising God, some different tactics of worshiping God, different tactics of doing what God has commissioned me to do. It's a fight. It's natural. It's a spiritual fight as well. When you've lost an intricate part of your life, parent, a husband, wife, child, it's a fight when people of God. It's a fight. How you doing, Tiffany? It's a fight. You hear what I'm saying? It's a fight. When you had somebody so close to you, it's a fight to deal with it emotionally. It's a fight to deal with it mentally. And the truth of the matter, it still hasn't quite hit me all. But I know what's going on, but yet it's still a fight. And even through this fight, I still got to preach God's word. Through the fight, I still have to play the organ. I still have to worship him. I still have to lead people into the presence of God, because that's where I'm supposed to be. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be in a place, but I can't lead you somewhere I'm not. I can't teach you how to cook if I don't know how to cook. I can't teach you how to clean up if I don't know how to clean up myself. I can give you an idea, but how can it be truly effective if I have no knowledge of it whatsoever? So I'm saying, God, this is something that I didn't quite grab like I'm grasping right now. Praise God. But the truth of the matter is simply this. I have to praise God through this situation, through this fight, through this battle. I have to put on the whole arm of God while I'm in this battle. And this is going to be praise. It's going to be the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, that your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the sword, which is the word of God. We have to use the armor of God. We have to use our praise as a weapon as well, because our praise has power, men and women of God. It does. It has power. It's carrying me through. It's carrying my siblings through, too, though. Not just me, but it's carrying my siblings through. It's carrying my family through. My mother was a great impact, not just on my siblings' life, but my family as a whole. See Barry, Dickens, and Thomas. You understand what I'm saying? I thank God. Thank God for being on here with me. If you enjoy me, give me some hearts and some thumbs. Come on. Give me some hearts and some thumbs and say, Pastor Troy, you did all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Father. We give you glory for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Father, give us the fortitude. Give us the strength to fight through here. Give us the strength and the fortitude and the strength and the power to fight through here. Not just natural power, but supernatural power to fight through this situation, to fight and don't give up. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And Father, we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We give you glory that we're in the place we can praise you harder. And Father, the more the devil comes, the harder we're going to praise you. Because the more we praise you, the more you're going to make a way for us. The more you're going to pull back those walls, knock down those walls for us. You're going to calm the seas in our lives. Father, the fire won't burn us. The water won't consume us. And Father, you'll be right there in the midst of it just for us while we praise you, while we fight. We're going to worship you while we fight. We're going to give while we fight. We will not give up. We will not give in. We will hold on to your word. That you said, Father, that your heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand forever. For that we give you praise. For that we give you glory. For that we give you honor. Which is thine and thine alone. You are worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. I thank you guys for being on here with me on here on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. I've got a blessing myself. I don't know about you, but I got a blessing myself. God is worthy of real praise all the time. Mama said, she said, this is two times when you praise him, baby, when you feel like it and when you don't. When you feel like it and when you don't, you yet praise him. Hallelujah. 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 When you fall in love with Jesus, there is no time where you won't praise him. I heard Archbishop Roy Brown said the other day, sometimes you got to go in the bathroom and work and release your praise. You got to go sit in your car and release your praise. You got to go somewhere and release that praise, because sometimes the ninjas at work, people around you, make you want to lay your religion down. Not your religion, but lay your religion down. And when at that point right now, you say, God needs you to intervene. How is he going to intervene? You invoke him with your praise. You invoke him with your presence, with your worship. You invite him in and say, come on in to the situation, God, because if you don't come in, this flesh is going to take over. And this flesh dwells no good thing. But I guarantee you, if you praise him, if you invoke his presence, with your worship, with your praise, with your voice. Once again, when you get to church and they say, come on, shout out to God. Don't clap your hands. Open up your mouth, because there's power in your tongue. There's life in your tongue. You can kill demons with your tongue. You can kill curses with your tongue, because there's power in what you say. And your praise is what you say. Your worship is what you say. Come on now. You worship with your feet. You worship with your hands. But I ain't talking about, sometimes we just get church and we get lazy. Come on, praise him. We ain't saying nothing with our mouth. But next time, don't clap your hands. Open up your mouth. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. My brothers and my sisters, I love you. And anything you can do about it. If you enjoy me, once again, give me some thumbs and some hearts. Give me some thumbs and some hearts. Amen. If you're not busy, meet us. Meet us at 8:30 at 4244. Excuse me, West Madison. 4244 West Madison. In Chicago, Illinois, at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. I guarantee you a blessing from God. And it's not about me. It's about the God that's on the inside. I guarantee you it's the God on the inside. It's not Troy, but it's the God that's on the inside. I praise God and I thank God for all of you. Once again, and we'll be speaking this Sunday at 3:30 on the corner of 55th and Princeton. Once again, this Sunday at 3 o'clock, I'm sorry. We are the guest speaker for the Joshua Pentecostal Church of God, Bishop John C. Kimball, for their Men's Day at 3 o'clock this coming Sunday. That's the 17th at 3 o'clock on the corner of 55th and Princeton. That's right off the expressway, for the Joshua Pentecostal Church of God, for Bishop John C. Kimball, for their Men's Day. Come on, if you can't meet us this Sunday at 8:30. Come on, meet us over there at 3 o'clock. I guarantee you a move of God. We won't be, y'all know I'm not a long-winded preacher at all whatsoever. I try to kind of condense some things. I do a little more talking on Blog Talk than I actually do in the pulpit. Amen. Praise God. But we're going to do what God is going to tell us to do, what he's commissioned us to do. We know God is going to meet us there, because we already know what kind of ground that's. So that's good ground. And we're going to bring the Lord with us at the same time. So when we, though I said, well, any two or three gather in my name, I'll be in the midst. We're going to praise him. We're going to worship him. God has given us a word that we're going to speak into the lives of the men and the women of God that's going to be there. Please come if you're not busy. Right there on the corner, once again, I'll put a flyer up. They sent me a flyer for this coming Sunday. That's March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. We're going to be the guest speaker for Joshua Pentecostal Church of God. Bishop John C. Kimball is the pastor. Mother Inez Kimball is the co-pastor. They're going to be there, and I want you to come to be my guest and join us as we fellowship with these wonderful men and women of God. Once again, I love you and I appreciate you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. As I always say, hashtag, let us pray. God bless you.
Thank you, man of God, for that word on tonight. That's why I instructed the people to get the Bible, so that they could read along with what you were saying, not to hear along, but to read along. So I just want to remind you, he said 4244 West Madison, 8:30 a.m. At the Church of Fountains of Living Water will be having a service at that time. And don't forget, at 3 p.m., on 55th and Princeton. He's having service at, I think he said the church name was Joshua Pentecostal for Men's Day. And
yeah.
You ladies,
yeah, they're Men's Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for the Men's Day, so if you ladies wondered, can you come? You are women, so you got men on the end. So you're welcome to come. It's St. Patrick's Day. If you want to wear your green, wear your green. So for that,
yes.
And don't forget to put some green in your pocket, okay? So we're going to just double up on the green on that Sunday. That's March 17th. So again, I'm going to ask you all to take time out right now to just bless the man of God with your comments of being of how he blessed you on tonight. I know he blessed me on tonight, let me know that I can go to God with my praise because that's my weapon. I can always say, God, I thank you for just doing what you do. Nobody else can do for me like God. I want to just let you all know that he also said in the end, I win, and that I will be blessed, just blessed knowing that I gave the Lord all I had. I lost my mind when I began to just give God the praise of what he does. So the lines are open for you all that want to make a comment right now. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ms. Shilowski, and say I don't like being first all the time. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Pastor Troy. That message was so true and so real. No matter what you're going through each and every day, there's a fight. No matter what your problem is, due to your health, your finance, or whatever your life it is, it's a fight, but yet it's just a fight against you to try to break your faith and your love and your joy for the man, a Father, a God, and the Son, Lord Jesus. No matter what it is, every day it's a fight. But I thank the Lord no matter what I'm going through my health, through my finance, because I know one thing, I'm still here in my praise and my praying to him and thanking him. Would never end. I just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for your comments. Who do we have next? Apostle Elect Cecilia, go ahead.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for confirmation. I love it, I love it, I love it when God sends a word to confirm what he has already said. Earlier, I was listening to a man of God, and he was talking about how we win and we learn. He said, we don't lose. We can't lose because, you know, we're with God. We're in a fixed fight. And I said, that's so true. Apostle Sandra Thomas preached that message so many years ago. And for now, Servant Pastor Troy, during this time and this season in our lives, we're going through the various stages of grieving, for him to admonish us to praise God, because we know that God is our banner. We know that he's our protector, and we know that he's our strong deliverer. And so then God brought back to my remembrance Psalms 18:1-3 that talks about when David was singing, when the Lord delivered him from the hands of his enemy, the hand of Saul. And it reads, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Now, here's the verse that's so in tune and aligned with what Pastor Troy was admonishing us on tonight. And I just thank you, man of God. It says, I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have I have been saved from my enemies. See, he called to the Lord, he praised, and God delivered him from his enemies. I mean, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you.
Amen.
And glory to God for the word on tonight.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Apostle Elect, for the words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would have words on tonight for Pastor Troy, who just awesomely blessed us with the word? Okay, well, I want to say this to the pastor before we he prayers out. I understand that, when, like you said, when you're going through grief, everybody don't grieve the same way. You know, some people grieve one way, some grieve another way. Some don't even grieve right away, you know. And when you're going through something and you have to continually do what God says, because when you say to God, tell me, Lord, I'll say it. Send me, Lord, I'll go. But God knew what we have and what we're going through when he tells us, and because he told us, just because he changed our outlook or our outcome, we can't go changing on God, because his words say he's the same today as he was yesterday. And I just want to say to you, I thank you for staying faithful to what you were taught, what you was taught to do, and just continue to let God use you, because somebody needs to hear from you, because your testimony has so much deliverance in it for someone else besides yourself. And I thank God. I thank God for you yielding to him and willing to do what he's told you to do. And I just want to say thank you, Pastor Troy, for blessing me, Apostle-elect, Minister Sheila, and the rest, not just because we family, but just because we are members in the body in Christ and you obey God. I thank you for that. So I'm going to hand it back over to you so that you can finish blessing us with your ending prayer, and I'll give the rest of the announcements we have for tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you guys, not only as fellow women of God, co-laborers in Christ, but as my family. I greatly appreciate you guys, and I love you very, very much. Not only I have to speak this coming Sunday, I have to speak this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I forgot about that as well. This coming Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at 1049 West Marquette. At 1049 West Marquette at Green Grove Missionary Baptist Church. That's this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I have to speak there as well. God is opening doors for different genres and different levels and areas in life for us to do what God has commissioned us to do. And I thank God for the opportunities as well. I got a blessing myself that I wasn't expecting. You know God is good when you're speaking and God begin to bless you from the message he gave you for somebody else. Ain't that right? But I thank God for his mighty acts and his wondrous works. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for what he's showing us as his people, that even through the midst of what you're going through, I'm still here. I'm still here. Yeah. You may be hurt. You may be broken. But I haven't forgotten about you. I haven't given up on you. And I don't want you to give up on me. God is good. He's great and worthy to be praised. And I truly thank God for what he's doing in our lives, not just mine, but in our life. Because I know if he's doing it for me, he's doing it for y'all. I know it.
Yeah.
I know it. And I thank God. And I appreciate you guys. I love you. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you for what you've done. We thank you that you have put in our spirits that we can praise you while we fight. Yes, it don't make sense that why would we praise you while we're fighting. But, Father, you said you take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. But they think what we should be doing, how we should be doing. Father, you'll turn around and say, no, come and go back this other way, because this is the way that I need for you to go. Because I need to show some people that I am the real God. I am he who is the provider. I'm Jehovah Jireh, your provider. We need them to know that you are the real God. Not just a God that they say they gave us while we were slaves, but the real God himself. And, Father, for that we give you praise and we give you glory. And, Father, I ask you right now for Sister Renee Kyler, Father, the situation that's going on that she don't want to tell nobody about, God, that you intervene right now in Jesus' name. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Hallelujah. Yes. And the blood of Jesus is against you right now. You take your filthy hands off. I command peace right now in the name of Jesus. You got to go, Satan. Not now, but you got to go right now. In the name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You don't have no right to put your hands on the woman of God. You don't have no right to be nowhere near her, because she belongs to the God of our salvation. And Father, I ask you to work a miracle out on her behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray right now that you work a miracle out on her behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. Father, I ask you right now to touch Sheila's body and touch her body. We command every infirmity that's not like you to loose her and let her go. We speak right now complete healing. We speak wholeness, not just healing, but wholeness on the woman of God right now in the name of Jesus, in her lungs and her breathing. Father, in her legs and her blood vessels right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you regulate everything that you, how you made it. For Father, you said you created the heavens and earth, and 6 days and seven days you rested. But the major part is, God, Father, you got done. You say everything that I made, it was good. Hallelujah. It was good. And for that we give you glory. For that we give you honor. For that we give you praise. For you are the God of our salvation. Father, you say you would heal us. Healing is a children bred by your stripes. We are healed. And And we declare our healing. We decree and we declare our wholeness. We decree and we declare that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. And with this, we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that prayer, Pastor. I receive it, and I know my sister.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank everybody again for tuning in. On tonight, I could not find my notebook that I have my notes in, just in case I don't have it right. I want to always look back over it. But I'm going to just trust God on tonight that I'm going to memorize it. We thank you all for joining Blog Talk each and every day that we're on. On Friday, we're here with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall with Let's Talk. She's on Facebook Live also, and I think it's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here on Sunday morning with our very own Apostle Elect, Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. They're here at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to tell you, don't forget what the man of God said tonight. Don't forget that he's inviting you out to his engagement. If you can't make it, just ask God to give you a place and a time and a desire to go and hear what the man of God is saying, and therefore you will be in the place of a blessing and to be a blessing. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33, which says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And we look forward to you tuning back in next Monday, and we will be ready to bring the word to you. If God don't say anything different, I will be your guest speaker. So I'm asking you all to share the information and tune in and just see what God has to say. Okay? We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. So until this Friday with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall, and on Sunday with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, good night.